Hello, this is Lauren Henry for the Red River Report, and I'm here with Josh Schaefer, who is a certified fitness leader with a specialization in traditional Chinese martial arts, and he teaches Tai Chi at the Red River main campus. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Josh, do you mind telling me about Tai Chi's history and its origin?
I guess Tai Chi originated many thousands of years ago in China and has now spread throughout the world. And the origins are actually in debate by some people, but it's one of the holy mountains in China, and monks practicing movements that would allow for increased health. And so then the evolution of that over many years in the context of a country where moving between monasteries, you would often be attacked. What evolved were many different styles of martial arts, and Tai Chi is one of those styles. And so there was a village called the Chen Village, where it was believed that many of the people that lived there practiced it. And then there was also a place called Wudang Mountain, where Tai Chi was refined. And then the Shaolin Temple as well, which was nearby the Wudang Mountain, also practiced versions of Tai Chi. And then the blending of it at a specific point when it emerged from the village of the Chen Village, where the originating style of Chen Tai Chi was founded. It then, as it spread with different practitioners, received different, I guess you would call, lineages. And so the lineage of Tai Chi that I practice, which I learned in Winnipeg when I was 14 years old, as the first martial art that I started learning, is called Yang style, and it's named after the founder, Yang Chenfu, who is, as that's his last name, so Yang style. And the differences between the styles are quite interesting to look at. And so one of the characteristics of the Yang style is that all the movements are, the intention is to be practiced completely smoothly with no speeding up or slowing down.
So what makes this different from the other types of martial arts?
The name Tai Chi comes from the Chinese, who gave it the name Supreme Ultimate Fist, which is designed to say this is the one art that you can choose to practice for your entire life. As many other styles of martial arts are great for young people, but then as you age, maybe your knees can't handle the jumps, or maybe your back is sore from all the kicks, or maybe your neck gets injured from all the chokes that you're being applied to. But Tai Chi is the one style that you can continuously get better at throughout your life, and that is therefore supreme, because you know, many people come to it later in life and find that they can practice it very easily even with no background. But if you did start at the beginning, you can carry on throughout your life and only get better rather than diminishing as you age. So it doesn't require a great deal of physical strength. It teaches you body coordination. And so some people will say you don't even really understand Tai Chi until you've practiced it for a minimum of 30 years, which can seem intimidating. But the idea is that you can get something out of it from one class of Tai Chi. And then as you carry on practicing, it has something deep and profound and challenging that can last your entire lifetime. So you don't get bored with it because it is so profound, but it's also accessible.
Now, with it being so accessible and having so many benefits for your mental health and safety, have you found there was an increase in demand for Tai Chi classes in schools at all? Or do you think people are more afraid to take these classes for any types of reasons?
It could be said that the popularity of Tai Chi continues to increase on a worldwide basis. Part of, for me, I guess it's a solo practice. You don't need other people to practice. And at a specific point in my own development, it became important for me to share with others. So I've been practicing, I'm coming up on 40 years of practicing. And so when I had gotten about 20 years into my journey, I started teaching a few people. I taught my partner at the time, and I taught some friends because they would see me practicing and get interested, right? And that's part of it in China. If you go to the park at 5 or 6 in the morning, as I did when I was in China, there's more people there than at 12 noon. and they're all practicing some aspect of this type of martial art, Tai Chi or Qigong, different types of things that you'll see in the park. And it's very inspiring. And when you go to the park and you see somebody practicing and you want to learn, you can just go up to them and say, where did you learn or how did you teach? How did you get taught? So I started to teach people about 20 years into my journey, and I really realized that one of the ways to access the deeper understanding of the art is to try to teach it to beginners. And so I feel like my own understanding of the practice has really improved through teaching, and I love it. I feel like it was one of the greatest gifts I was ever given, and to have accessed it at a young age is not common, because it's not, like you said, it's not everywhere, and it's not the thing that a young man's mind would necessarily turn to as their first choice of martial art. So I was lucky, and it helped me throughout all of my life and my career. And I'll just say, when you ask about students, how can they benefit, before every major exam that I ever wrote, I would practice Tai Chi, and it improves the blood flow to the brain, and it helps you to get into a state of mental awareness where you're not stressed in the same way that you were before you started practicing. And so I just think any stressful endeavor before you go into it, if you practice Tai Chi, you would gain benefit. And so I think it's something that everybody should have some amount of. And then those of us like myself who are become addicted to it, there's just so much to it. So it is a daily practice for me, where I practice it on my own or when I'm teaching. And the classes that I've started at Red River are part of that. I'm wanting to bring Tai Chi to a venue where it might not normally exist. So it's not easy to just teach it as a once a week and expect to pass along all of the art. So I've kind of modified what I teach in this venue, and then look at it as a really nice introduction and a generalized start point for people. And so what I'm finding is that the people that are coming to my classes are loving it, and that I keep hearing from different people over and over, I've been wanting to learn this for my whole life, or I've been looking for it and I didn't know where it was, and now here it is. So it's quite a gift that it's being offered for free to all students and staff at Red River, and I hope that that will continue. And there is definite interest that's ongoing, and people are coming back. So I think that we'll hopefully keep it going.
I asked Josh what he thought about what it would take to get these Tai Chi classes normalized in North America, or have them more widely available in colleges.
That's a great question. I've never been asked that question, but I guess somebody proving how beneficial it was, or it takes, for me anyway, wherever I've ended up working, I've always offered classes in that space. And so I've had different businesses reach out to me, and I've gone in and taught sessions in those places. And I think that what would it take in North America is a very interesting question. It definitely is something that's tied in with Chinese culture. So when you go to China and you're just walking down the street, you see, as I did, you know, a dad sitting on the street corner holding his palm up and his son throwing kung fu punches at his palm. It's basically every day you can see it in the parks, people practicing it. But the thing about Tai Chi is that once you know some aspect of it, it's a free practice. Mm-hmm. And I think you gain benefit, individuals gain different amounts of benefit from it, but there's so many different layers in which it's beneficial. Nowadays, there's actually been a lot of clinical trials that have demonstrated clinical benefit under a whole variety of circumstances, arthritis, Parkinson's, neutralizing dementia, preventing falls. So it is something that if you have access to, will, and that's part of why I call it a longevity practice. There's so many aspects of longevity, not the least of which is learning how to manage stress. So stress is one of the things that ages us the most. And Tai Chi is like the direct way to combat stress, because it gives you a way to release the negative energy and to draw the positive energy, or as you would say in Chinese, the qi, to improve your qi. And so that's, I guess, what would it take in North America is somebody with a forward thinking to say, let's just try this, and then demonstrating a benefit, and then other people picking it up. Right. I'm sure it is in certain places in North America where enlightened people are offering it to their workers. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's probably just a matter of time. I mean, it took the Chinese thousands of years to get to where they're doing it in every business. And maybe we'll see that in our lifetimes, where it becomes something that's ubiquitously common.
And lastly, I asked Josh what he would tell somebody who wanted to get into Tai Chi.
There's no age limit. Mm-hmm. You can start at any age, and no matter how young or how old, and you can practice it at any age, no matter how young or how old. And there's even ways of practicing it. And I've taught it in active living centers, a retirement home type place, to people that are all wheelchair bound. So you can learn it and practice it even in a sitting position and gain benefit from it. So it's something that it's a unique style of martial arts that way. There's not a lot of styles of martial arts that you could learn from a wheelchair, but I think Tai Chi is one of those that definitely has that ability.
All right, well, thanks so much, Josh, for your time, and I will definitely be coming to a Tai Chi class soon. And if anybody else is interested, they are still being held at the main campus of Red River College. So yeah, thank you so much for your time.